right, we're here with gorgeous Miss Melody Ray.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, how are you? Happy New Year.
You too. I was looking back on my phone and I realized that I think I've known you for 5 years now.
I was telling her, I think it's longer than that. It's got to be like 8, I feel like.
It might be, yeah. And you just haven't aged at all. You're so stunning and
doing all right.
Gorgeous.
God's got me.
Very accomplished. Tell everybody what you're working on.
I'm still acting. Getting ready to go out. Thank God the strike is over. Last year, we had a lot of problems with that.
Yes.
And then I have my total body band. I'm actually doing the Fit Expo, and I'll be on Good Morning LA.
Oh, that's awesome.
Next week.
What's the total body band?
Total body band. Give me one, right? Yeah.
I have to find it somewhere in my house.
It is like a Pilates reformer and a resistance band, so you pretty much can do everything, take it on the go. It weighs less than a pound. Amazing.
It's so good for strengthening, and it actually tones you like in an elongating way.
Your mom did it too. I gave your mom one. She did it in the office.
Yeah. I did find it, so I'm going to go back to using it. That would be so good.
Yeah.
Well, you were in a movie.
Yes. She Ball
with Nick Cannon, and who else was in it?
Cedric the Entertainer, Katie Albert, Rebecca De Mornay.
That's pretty incredible. So you had like the total LA success story. Moved from a small town.
Got the lead in the film.
Leave your family. Your family was probably like, no, don't go to LA and become an actress. It's crazy. Crazy dreams. And AJ actually did it.
100%. It's insane, but it's also been a beautiful experience. And to meet the people along the way and live the places that I've lived, I wouldn't be able to do that if I didn't take that shot. So.
Well, now you're naturally stunning. So when you walk in a room, you probably have this charisma and presence, but the rest of us mere mortals, we need your tips. So I thought today we would talk about, like, how do you give yourself that confidence to go work with, like, Nick Cannon and Cedric the Entertainer and all these people that are, like, so famous, and you're, like, small town girl, just, like, so enthusiastic. So what are your tricks for turning on the charisma and confidence?
The funny thing is I think sports, for one, helped me. Playing basketball, I feel like you had to have confidence to play the game in general. So I think any child should play different types of sports, no matter what. Always put your kids in that, even if they fight you on it, because it creates the character, and you have to have teamwork and being around other people and different kinds of people. I think that's what really changed my mindset at a young age.
That's true. And were you like team captain, or did you have a leadership role with these legs?
Yeah, I definitely did. Growing up, I was really, I focused just on basketball. So I was always traveling and playing in AAU and then in school. And then I did theater and stuff when I was a kid, which theater is actually another one that I think is important. It's so different than going on a film. Like, you have to know your lines. You're up there. You can't make a mistake. In film, we can...
You can cut, edit, all that. So you turn on kind of that, eagerness and athleticism.
Yeah.
And then what do you do when you walk into a party? You don't know anybody.
That's actually funny, people have said, because I've gone so many places by myself. I don't like attention. Sounds crazy. I like cover myself up and like kind of want to walk in and people not pay attention to me at first. And I like to watch and like see who is kind of who and how people are acting, because I want to know you from a deeper level. I'm not somebody that likes like the attention and to know everyone in the room. I find different people and learn more about their lives and kind of like who they are, because that matters to me the most. Like, I want to get to know people and be friends with you, not just know you because you're somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's really a good tip. Okay, so you walk into the party, you survey the room, and you're like, oh, woman is interesting. She's got a real presence or charisma. Are you attracted to those people that have the charisma, or are you kind of going for the people that seem like normal, nice, everyday people?
Normal, nice, everyday people. More that like aren't trying to get attention.
Okay.
And I naturally draw what I've seen like traveling all over the world. People like to tell me their whole life story. Like, I could be in the cab and they'll tell, trauma like stories.
Oh.
So I have that natural ability for some reason that people feel comfortable to speak to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I think too, it's also because I don't really judge people. I'm there for you and I'll listen, and like, I love listening and learning about people.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And then for how you hold your body, or I know she's taught me how to pose, like for photography and like how to stand and like any tricks on that.
I think you have to feel confident in your own skin first and foremost. Even if you don't feel it that day, just finding that little bit of something inside of you that's like, okay, I'm not caring about what anybody else thinks about me. I'm just going to show up and be me. It will shine through. Whether you think so or not, it does, because we all have insecurities. There's no doubt about it. Every single one of us is dealing with something behind the scenes. So if you can just come in and be like, you know what? At the end of the day, I am who I am. I have a great personality. I'm a great person, and I want to show that first and foremost. It'll shine in your outer beauty.
It's so hard because I want to advise people how to be confident, and then everyone always says, just be confident. Be confident and be like yourself and go out there, and like, that's so hard to do.
And also do things that make you feel confident, and everyone's different in that. Like, working out for me is something that makes my mind stronger, so I'm more confident. It's more about my mind than my physical body. Mm-hmm. I try to train people in that area where they're strengthening the mind first, because your mind is what's going to tell you to stop. Mm-hmm. So constantly you're working out, it's like, no, I can't do anymore. That's your mind. Your physical body won't change until you strengthen the mind.
I so love you for that, because you're like so gorgeous, and yet you're all about, like I am, like, it's so important to develop character and intelligence and like learn and be a person of substance, because if you have that, then actually who cares about your appearance, because you can't keep that forever anyway. Small secret, it doesn't last forever. You have to develop the inner roots of strength, knowledge, and wisdom and character, and that's what makes you feel really accomplished.
And I think too, like, if you have an issue, like somebody wants to get something done, like something's, you feel like something's off with your face, or they want bigger boobs or something like that, it's not a problem. I don't think it's bad to change things, but small. Like, don't go overboard and feel like, oh, I just did this, now I have to do this, 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 and this. It's something that bothers you maybe for years, I think. If it continuously bothers you and you're like, I want to fix this, but only fix it for yourself. Don't fix it because other people are telling you this is wrong about you, because you'll hear that for the rest of your life too. Somebody's always going to find something in you that they don't like, or they just want to bring you down because they have their own insecurities. Mm-hmm. So let it be about what bothers you and what, like, you have continuously looked at, and you're like, you know, I just want to fix this slightly. And that's okay to do that.
Yeah, it's okay to enhance. There's something that every time you look in the mirror, it distracts you from your goal and purpose in life, and you're like, oh, this one thing. Yeah, fix that. We have the technology. If you can do it safely and you have
She's right here, the technology.
We have technology. But I'm all about that. But I think Instagram and social media have created our... this generation of women that's so insecure to the core and has so much self-doubt, and, you know, I think we just have to bolster confidence internally somehow, because it's, even when I start scrolling and start feeling worse and worse and
it's worse about it.
Like, I don't have this outfit, I'm not in this beautiful city, and I don't have these lips. It's not necessary.
So, like, it's sad. That part is really sad.
It's hard because it's so not reality, and it doesn't uplift. And so it's important this year that you guys follow 3 or 4 accounts that really uplift you.
Yes.
And start deleting the accounts that every time you look at it, you feel that like little FOMO feeling or insecure feeling. Like, delete.
Yeah.
You don't need those accounts. Follow a couple people that are 10 years older than you and 20 years older than you. And also follow people 10 years younger than you. Because you want to kind of see people in phases of their life and who is really successful at that phase of life. So I love finding... those women that are like 60, 70, and 80, and they're doing...
I hang out with those women.
I love that. And then I also hang out with the 20-year-olds and 30-year-olds because, like, that's these... I kind of want to find successful women that are making... that it, where their opinion rings true, and they're showing their real life, and they're not so fake.
Maybe that's... Men don't have to deal with this as much as we do.
I think men are not on social media. And turn on your grayscale. Someone I was reading a great tip is change your color settings on your phone, so... you can go on Instagram, but everything's black and white, and it just kind of erases the dopamine rush. You just don't crave it and look at it. So you're not like cutting off Instagram, but you're turning off the visual intensity, and it just sort of like dulls it to the point that you're not like looking at it all the time.
Yeah.
Imagine how fast you'd scroll the black and white, like newsprint, and you'd be like, I got other things to do. I got to eat my lunch now.
That's true.
So confidence. So secrets to confidence. Be athletic, be outgoing. I know, open body language. Like, when you, it's so important to evaluate your own body language.
Yeah,
sometimes we're closed off, we're hunched over, we're sort of like...
I'm tall, so I hunch.
Passive. You hunch.
I definitely hunch, and I'm cold all the time, so I'm like this. So sometimes body language can seem like that. too. And I don't necessarily, I mean, other people will see you as closed off, but you might not be. You might be just be freezing like me.
I'm always cold all the time. So open stance. Remember when you walk in a room, everyone's feet are pointed towards the person who's kind of like the most leadership oriented. So if you're trying to read the room, usually your feet point towards the person who has the most leadership potential. Unconsciously, our body knows these cues. Smiling is a huge thing.
Huge thing.
Eye contact is a huge thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are kind of some things that I've learned over the years because I am an introvert, I think. I don't know, you're maybe an extrovert. Are you introvert, extrovert?
I mean, I feel like I'm both because I like my own, I like to be by myself a lot, like to my own space. But I like learning and reading books. Yeah. Books, another big thing for me. I like a book in my hand to read and you retain knowledge and learn different things. I think that's important too for confidence.
So figure out who you are. Are you introvert, extrovert? And then decidedly change your body language when you walk into a room.
Yeah.
And kind of give yourself a goal, party goal. Like, I'm going to definitely interact with three people. Don't make it overwhelming.
Yeah.
Give yourself good questions to ask people. Like, not the boring stuff, like, what do you do? Da, da, da.
It's my least favorite question.
I know. It's hard to answer.
It's the first thing that people ask.
It's got to be like, walk up to someone and be like, oh, hey, that's a great drink. And what are you doing this weekend? Do you have weekend plans?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe that sounds like you're hitting on them, so maybe not that. But what's the most exciting thing you did this week? That's a good one.
Yeah.
Something, a great question. All right. Those are our tips for a little more confidence this year.
Check 2024
out Miss Melody Ray. Go find her on the gram.
Yeah.
And she has lots of good things to say. She's always talking to young people, women, about spirituality and finding the truth in your life and like not letting, making people earn their place in your life and relationships.
Yeah.
I love that about you.
Yeah.
That's it for now, guys. Stay confident and beautiful.